The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
The remarkable and long life of James Sugihara ended Tuesday. Sugihara was a chemistry professor at North Dakota State University and served for many years as the dean of the College of Chemistry and Physics. He was born in rural Colorado before the Great Depression, and Sugihara was a boy when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. He and his family were among the thousands of Japanese Americans who were interned during World War II. When he visited Main Street last year on the occasion of his 100th birthday, Sugihara talked about internment, about getting to North Dakota, and about living out his life here.
This was a kind of a sudden shock. Most of us had considered ourselves as American citizens entitled to the same, you know, considerations. And for us to be treated uniquely because of race, and simultaneously, one wonders why Germans and Italians might not be treated equally abruptly. Actually, I think there wasn't any possibility because there were too many Italians and Germans, for one thing. And furthermore, you couldn't tell them apart from the rest of the population, whereas you could single out the Japanese. And the Chinese, incidentally, were very forthright and had signs, the war signs, "I am Chinese, and don't pick on me."
You ended up at the University of Utah. You get the very first PhD issued by the University of Utah.
Yeah.
You become a full professor there. And then the phone rings, and it's North Dakota Agricultural College. This is 1963. What brought you here?
One of the professors at NDSU, Bob Peterson, had not completed his doctoral work. He came to Utah to complete this, and I got acquainted with Bob. He calls me up one day and said, "How would you like to be a dean?" I said I would have no interest whatsoever.
Oops.
Well, he said, "Don't be so abrupt about this. Why don't you come and visit us?" And I guess I thought maybe wouldn't hurt. And that's how it began.
When you arrived here, you would have stood out.
Yes.
Were there any other Japanese Americans here?
If there were, I don't know where they were.
Did you see any discrimination? Did you have any pushback?
No, that is possibly one of the main important stories to be told. A graduate student who moved with me from University of Utah, he said, "When you move your family from Salt Lake City to Fargo, you're going to double the Oriental population in North Dakota." Slight exaggeration, but the general notion was correct. When I interviewed and had a long, wonderful visit with the then president, Herb Albrecht, I said, "You know, you people have greeted me very well, and I felt very positive about this institution. But it is obvious, when you look at me, I don't look the same as some of the rest of your people." And he said in the most warmest and kind of deep feeling, he says, "That makes no difference." Mm. And I think I can say with the big greatest emphasis, it made no difference. And I had the most generous welcome. I can't say enough about how the community was so warm.
James Sugihara died Tuesday at the age of 101. We'll share more of his remarks on Main Street Weekend this Sunday morning at 10 Central.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.